We're going to go ahead and move on to number 23, and this is discussion and possible action. Approval of Resolution 17-461, setting the tax rate levy for the 2017-2018 year. This was an amendment, so was this, did this go out to everybody in the beginning or not?
I believe the website was updated.
Okay, the website was updated. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to ask that this item be pulled today for future discussion. Setting the tax rate levy for 2017-2018 would not be in keeping with our request to lower the tax rates for the residents of Story County presently. And so I don't see that it would be appropriate, at least in my world, to approve a rate levy in the face of that coming change.
Okay. Before we do that, I think we have a time frame issue, I believe, on this. I think that's why there was an amendment to the agenda, was it not? Don't we have a specific date on where we need to issue the tax rate levy rate?
Yeah, it was in February or March. Yes. Let me try and explain something here. Chairman Gilman, Commissioner Gilman, the tax rate, we're just authorizing the tax rate for this coming year. I think that what Jack is applying, and I think is a great idea, is for that year of 18-19. And the 17-18 year, I think, has already been done. We have already filed with the Department of Taxation. This is just some cleanup work, so we have to do a resolution for that. I really was understanding that this was that all of our workshops and whatever that was going to commence in July was for the 18-19 year, not 17-18 year.
Well, I don't understand it that way, and I'm going to take a firm position, at least from my vote today, that I'm not going to approve this tax rate because I want to see this lowered for the 17-18 year. And that's where I'll vote today.
We got any tax experts in here? Mm-hmm. Because
here we go. I think this is a taxation question.
Well, in order to open the fiscal year and start the tax roll, we need to have the tax rate approved. And by canceling that first meeting in July, it doesn't give us that date to set it. So I can't bill or send out tax bills or even start the roll until this resolution's passed.
Ma'am?
Go right ahead.
In the spirit of what Commissioner Gilman's asking, we've canceled July 4, but we could very easily have a meeting, a special meeting on July 5 or July 6, by which time he and I can meet the spirit of what Commissioner McGuffey, Vice Chairman McGuffey, has asked. Does that fit in within those time periods?
Yes. Yeah.
That could be an option. We can get the answers from taxation. We can do the analysis on rolling it back a penny by penny by penny. I'm not saying a penny at a time, but once you get how much a penny rollback, you know, costs, you can multiply it by any number you want. So I would then suggest giving both the urgency and the long-term commitment, if you will, of, you know, you guys wanting to do something sooner than later, since we've talked about it for so long. I would suggest that this be continued and that we get our schedules together for a special meeting sometime subsequent to July 4th.
Thank you for that, Pat, very much. My feeling here is that we've been kicking this can down the road now for 3 to 4 years. And at some point, you have to draw the line in the sand and say, enough's enough. And so I'm prepared to take that line today personally. The other commissioners certainly can move in the direction they choose. But I'm going to choose to line the sand, and I want to see our tax rate for our residential community lowered, and I want to see it done in 2017-18.
Commissioner Gilman, it will not only be for residential. It will also be for all the businesses. And it will not be just for residential. It will be for businesses across the board.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, I think that is an accurate statement. I've always understood that the equalization process means equalization. we could be wrong, but that's always the assumption we offered. But I think, again, Hugh and I have talked about rolling the tax rate back several times in the last few months. And I think once he's finished with his analysis, Tom Gransbury has had some participation, I believe. You know, we can get those numbers to you. Let's just pick a arbitrary date, July 5th, July 6th. I do want the commission to know I will not be here. I'll be cruising the inside passage.
But might we set something for a special meeting for the end of next week, giving us a week's time to turn the information around?
You certainly can. Okay. Are we that close on analysis?
That doesn't give us a lot of time. But did you just mention that we were supposed to approve this tax levy rate in February?
We did something of the effect. They sent a letter out in, I believe it was February, if we were going to change our tax rate for budgetary purposes. And we sent that letter back that we weren't. So I'm not real sure with the resolution. We're going to have to figure this out first, whether the resolution is just a another addendum to whatever that is and we can change it. I'm really not sure the Department of Taxation has ever been through one of these, but we'll give it the best shot we can on this. I mean, obviously, if that's what the commission wants, I mean, we're certainly going to go to the nth length to get this done. We don't know how this is going to happen, so we're going to need some time on this.
In my belief, we have the money, we have the wherewithal, we have the growth in the county, and there's no reason to kick the can another year.
We can't discuss that right now because that's not an agendized item on whether we can afford it or not.
That's why I would look for a special meeting by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can certainly turn up the fire. We'll pick a date that we're adequately staffed. Maybe we can shoot for next Thursday. I will be here. I don't leave until Friday. You should have plenty of time.
Yeah.
My understanding, and I could be wrong too, because I haven't been that actively involved in the budget process for a few years, because Hugh's handled it so well, is our notification back in February, March is typically staff's assessment that no, we're not going to change the tax rate for budgetary purposes. I don't think it was officially authorized or ever has been officially authorized by the governing board that is responsible for setting the tax rate. That, I believe, is what this process is. So we'll get scheduled. I'll talk to each of you via email or phone, pick our dates, and we'll go from there.
The other thing, if appropriate, is Hugh has discussed with us in the past that there are also, in addition, alternative actions that could be implemented that might effectuate an alternative or maybe even an additional augmentation to that financial slide. So, Hugh, have you got anything that you want to share with us or can you share with us
today? Well, we've discussed it as soon as probably last year is the ability, or at least we think it's the ability to give rebates based upon a certain number of value within the county funding. We have addressed that with Tom Gransbury and with Department of Taxation. We think that we can go forward with that, although that is I don't think, according to taxation, that's ever been done, but I don't see why it's not a good idea. And my hesitation has nothing to do, because I'm a taxpayer too, but my hesitation is that last year, we abated $5 million in taxes. Okay. I don't know what you gentlemen think about whether or not we're going to get a special election in November or a special session in November concerning the last purchaser that's out there, understanding that we may have a tremendous amount of infrastructure that we're going to have to build out there. You guys are going to have to give me some information on that because I really don't know. I will proceed as if there is not, and we will see where this goes.
Yeah. And if I may add, that's a reference to Google. And based on my experience and staff's experiences that are interactive with Google, and I think I'd look to you, Lance, as well, This was a long-term strategic land purchase for them. The dust hasn't even settled out there yet. I'm not under any impression that there's going to be a sense of urgency that could trigger such a session. You can't think like the governor's office or like Google, but I would say make your decisions as if there isn't a special session, and we'll read through those tea leaves if and when that happens.
You know, as my earlier comment, I prefer to get it done now. Sooner the better. I don't want to wait till next year's fiscal year to try to wiggle that in. And that would have to be done by March if we were going to do it for next year. You know, if doing this, reducing the taxes, you know, you're saying it's for everybody, and that's great. That's going to send a flag to these companies thinking about coming to Story County. Like, hey, they just lowered their tax rates. I mean, there's a tool.
Commissioner McGuff, with all due respect, I think we should save this conversation and these arguments for a special meeting going forward, because we're a little bit off topic, because we're just supposed to approve this one line item on here, and now we've gotten into a whole bunch of different directions. Because I don't want to get chewed out by the district attorney later.
Thank you for the top leadership, Marshall. Thank you for the top leadership.
However,
thank you. I think we've leaned enough, and since we do have you here meeting publicly, if I could ask you to look at your calendar briefly and tell me how you look for Thursday of next week at 10 a.m.
Wednesday or Thursday is open. Is Wednesday a court day in here? Wednesday, Thursday is open for me next week.
Thursday.
I'd like to give you some budget.
Well, Thursday, anybody can do it Friday?
No. Well, you can't if I'm not here. I don't care.
Thursday, we're in court all day. Wednesday, I think, might be arraignments. What's the date on it? You want me to go check? I'll go check.
That'll be good, just so we can square it away.
Okay.
Thursday's the 29th.
And then you're
going
to have to contact Department of Taxation to make sure that we're kosher too. Right?
Well, if we do it by Friday, we've done it by June.
Well, we'll find out today.
And we'll walk you through the stuff during that meeting stuff here. I mean, obviously this, you know, and Jack, I think you said it best, we've got a $7.4 million annual fund balance. Yes. This will, since we've already budgeted expenses, this will lower your revenue and cause that deficit that you really don't like, but we'll continue to try to toe the line on those like we do every year anyway.
Okay, so why don't we hold this, why don't we move on to the next item, wait for her to come.
She's back.
Oh, she's back.
The court has agreements next Wednesday at 10 and 2, which generally, and then there's something, a small claims action at 11. So if anything be, and they start lining up. Ms. Keener, how long do you think in advance do people line up for the 10 o'clock arraignment?
It is actually about 20 minutes.
Okay, so if it was at 9 o'clock?
On Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday. Thursday, we're all booked.
Can you have your analysis done in a week?
Sure. No problem.
Well, I'd rather do Friday, to be honest with you.
No, Thursday's fine. We can get
no, Thursday. Thursday.
Right?
See
Wednesday?
See
right.
Wednesday or Friday. And we really need to have that analysis out in front of everybody, so they have us. Even though you know I'm not going to be here, I would rather see it happen on Friday than.
Well, can we do it on Tuesday?
The analysis issue.
We haven't finished the analysis, and we need to get it out with the public notices.
Gotcha.
You can't do Friday.
I can do it. You won't be
okay.
Here.
So my recommendation would be 10 a.m. Friday, a week on.
And again, I mean, the thing that was approved in February was for this next budget year. And we had pretty much said that. So we're going to try and find out how we can get out of that first, because I'm not sure if anybody's ever done that.
Government's ever rolled back taxes.
Yeah, that probably not.
Well, you got two issues. If we can get out of it, then also we have to look at if the county can afford a rollback on taxes.
Yeah. But we'll get it done. We'll
part
get it.
A, Part B.
Yeah. Kind of like
that. It'll be interesting.
Friday's good. That with me. Friday's good.
Friday's good with me.
Okay.
You go ahead and start the notice.
What time?
10 a.m.
Okay. Are you going to be here?
I won't be here. It's all on you, but.
You got it. We'll get it done.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and continue item 23.
And since we know the date specific, let's continue it to 10 a.m. June 30th here in the district court.
Right.
If it lasts all day, we can go right to Dean Haymore's retirement party.
There
you go. That's right. Okay.
I think you need a motion to continue that.
Yeah. I shouldn't have a problem getting one of those. Can I get a motion to continue this? Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Next Friday, the 30th at 10 a.m.
Okay, I'll make a motion to reschedule Resolution 17.461, setting the tax rate levy for fiscal year 2017-18 to June 30th at 10 a.m. in this courtroom.
All right.
No, I'll second.
It's been moved in second. Is there any public comment regarding this? Hearing none? Call for the question on that. All those in favor?
Aye.
We get a quick break.
Yeah, sure. Aye. Motion carries. Okay.